Obstacle, illusions. Life is full of them. This is the thought for today. Dr. Harilla Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California. Obstacle, illusions. Life is full of them. What's an obstacle illusion? An obstacle illusion is not an optical illusion. An optical illusion is one that we see a hallucination type of thing. But an obstacle illusion is a very real object in our path, a very real circumstance that we must face, a very real problem that confronts us and says, now, how are you going to handle this? It doesn't say you can't handle it. And of course, if you look at it and say you can't handle it, then you don't handle it, and you don't even know that you can handle it. So, just remember, any obstacle that stands in front of you and you recognize, you can handle it. A lot of times we don't recognize the obstacle. We don't recognize that our mother is holding on to us. We're growing up and becoming wonderful young people, and our mother says, now, you can live at home while you're in college. You can do this. Now, you remember, check in with me every time, you know, and you're away at college. Now, I'm going to call you every afternoon at 4, find out how things are going. What the hell, you know? The apron string just stretched all the way to college. It's an obstacle. Now, why does the apron string have to be cut? The apron string has to be cut because if it is not, then the young person will never see whether the values that they gained at home are going to be proven as they go away from home. Are they going to put those values that they learned at home into practice in their life, or are they going to say, I'm away from home, I can do anything I please now. It doesn't matter, nobody cares. I'm in a different, strange town, and nobody knows me. They don't know that I'm a goody-goody boy or goody-goody girl. They don't know that I have morals and that I shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that, you know, or I should do this and should do that. They nobody knows that, you know. And you see, that's the time that our first set of obstacles are coming to us. When we are away from home and nobody knows us, how do we act? That's an obstacle. That's a big one. Is how we act how we really want to act? Have we learned our lesson of principles and integrity and morals based upon what is going to be something beneficial to us? Or is it a pain in the neck? You know? To a lot of people, the things, the values that they have gained and so forth in life just limit them. Limit them terribly from going out and having fun. And hey, that's okay. That's okay. A lot of people throw their values away. Prodigal son threw his values away, remember? And he went out and he lived a life of debauchery. And when he was done spending his inheritance, which he got early, which normally you don't get early, he came back to his father, realizing that he had been a silly boy. He had wasted his talents, wasted his money, wasted everything. And he said, I'm going to go back to the principles of my daddy. I'm going to go back to the philosophy of my daddy, the life that my daddy taught me, because that is the value that really is important. I was not happy doing all those silly things that I was free to do all those things that nobody knew me, and they didn't know that that's something I wouldn't do. And what did I end up doing? I ended up feeding the swine and eating the same swill that the swine ate. Now, that's not bad. You're eating at least. But all of your values, all your principles, all of your high expectations for yourself are just out the window. Not gone forever, but out the window. And you're going to have to go out there and chase them. You're going to have to go out there and start living those values again. And the moment you come terms with yourself, you come terms to living the values that your parents have taught you, your life has taught you, your world has taught you. I don't mean the disvaluation that we have of disrespecting society, disrespecting life. I'm one of the greatest respecters of civilization you could ever want, because civilization is a very beautiful thing. But in civilization, snuggled way down inside of there, like tucked way down inside of us is our divinity, snuggled way down inside of civilization are great values and great purposes and great expectations from all of civilization. And it's really not too hard to be hidden. It is inobvious, it's true. You don't notice it at first glance. But you look at the population of the earth and ask yourself, in all honesty, how many people are sick out of the entire population of the earth? It's a small number. How many people rob banks and violate the laws of the land? A very small number. How many people don't take advantage of the morals and the mores and the values and the integrity that they learned from their parents? Most people do. If it were not so, it would not be the desirable feature that we teach to our children, to our life, to our world. You see, the obstacle illusion that we have is one little phrase. Everybody's doing it. When the children come into their parents and they say, I want to go to the show. And mommy and daddy say, no, that's a show I don't approve of. Why? I just don't approve of it. Well, why? Well, because they have people doing things that are not what I believe are our morals and values. Well, everybody's doing it. No, they aren't. If everybody were doing it, they wouldn't have movies about it. They only have movies about things that are not things that everybody does. The newspaper is not filled with things that everybody does. It's filled with the things that a few top-of-the-line people are doing, maybe with integrity, or bottom-of-the-line people are doing with a lack of integrity. But with the normal life, with the normal ways of doing things, with the normal beauty of the being, those are not written up in the papers, in the television or wherever, because it's too ordinary. It happens so consciously, so commonly. Now, Sylvia went out here to get some eggs. And when she went to get the eggs, she also went to the video store to talk to the woman that she married. And Sylvia just loves to marry women. And she went to this woman. And because Sylvia believes that where she lives is a beautiful place, because Sylvia believes that her lifestyle is impeccable, just something beautiful, she created people telling her how wonderful her lifestyle is. She created people telling her how much they approve of her world and how really they'd like to be in her world too. But they don't know how to make that change because it has some great demands. And Sylvia, and just living the principles simply, beautifully, and wonderfully, was an example for a lot of people. Now, that all of them didn't come running immediately to the campus and say, I want what you got, is normal. Most of those people already have what we have. They have what we've got. It just takes somebody like you and me and Sylvia to go and recognize it. Call it forth. And Ingeborg used to do that all the time when she was living in the city and she had her personal clientele coming to her, and she would just always say, you're whole and perfect, you're beautiful, you're wonderful. And you see, all of their obstacles, all those obstacle illusions that they were thinking were so tough on them, pretty soon it didn't matter at all. And all they did was just to live in peace. They didn't fight it anymore. And when you stop fighting it, then you start enjoying it. And this is for all of us. The obstacle illusion is that we have a few friends who are doing something that's not perfect. And we say, everybody's doing it, meaning those two friends. And our wise parents or our wise inner training that has been our guide for living our lives, it says, you're lying. Don't do that. Everybody's not doing it. Only a few people are doing it. And what do you think of those people who are doing it? You don't think they're really very nice. You don't think they're your kind of people, but they're kind of fun to be around because they do silly things. They do different things. But would you like to marry one of them? Would you like to have one of those people be a member of your family? Not really. Because for the moment, they're doing the silly things, and it's kind of fun to see. But on a steady diet, that's not your reality. And so the momentary optical illusion, the momentary obstacle illusion that we are facing is, are our values wonderful enough and strong enough for us to hold with, to live, to stand by under all circumstances? Are the integrity and the harmony that we have learned in our family what we would like to have in other families? If so, that means that you let those other things go. You don't put those other things in your world. You release them from your world. You let them go. And when you let them go, then you're home free. You're home free. Take those obstacle illusions, those temporary things that come up in your life that seem like it'd be fun. Now, let me give you this illustration, which I think is just so significant. We go to a pie-eating contest. Isn't that ordinary? There's nothing big deal about it. We go to a pie-eating contest. You know, it's kind of fun, isn't it? It's at the fairgrounds. No. It's at the fairgrounds, and it's wonderful. And they give you pie and beer or soda, anything you want to wash it down. But the person who eats the most pies, they win some silly thing. But they win. And the win is the point. Okay. So, six stupid guys, none of the girls, they've been through it. Six stupid guys sit down there and jam pie in their face. And they eat and they eat and they eat. Some guys are bigger than others. You find no skinny ones at that table. And they shove it down into their big old tummy and down and down and down. And, I'm so full. And their stomach is tortured. They have had fun with the pie eating contest. And everyone says, come on, Joe, you can eat more than Frank. Come on, go for it. You know, and they edge them on, but they're not eating it. The crowd isn't eating it. The crowd isn't gorging or stuffing itself. It's just a few simpletons that are sitting there at the table who are stuffing pie in their face, who know that they're going to hate themselves after the pie eating contest, and they'll have to go in the bathroom and barf it up. Because if they don't, they will be very uncomfortable. Because their stomach will give for a little while. But after that, then it's not going to be very happy. So, that's an obstacle illusion of having fun. The most fun was had by the crowd to see which one of the idiots would eat the most. Not by the guys who ate it. Then they'd go up to the guy who ate the most. Joe, you were great. You were fantastic. Oh my God, I never knew anyone could do that. Anyone could be so stupid and push their body to the limit just for a game. Just not because they were hungry, not because they needed to win the prize for whatever it was, probably was some silly thing, a kiss from the girl who was the queen of the affair or something like that, you know, and yet a kiss on the cheek, you know, and so big deal, but it's a game. It's a game. Now, are you going to play that game? That's an obstacle. The game is an obstacle illusion. It's something that we think is fun. And what is really fun is being yourself and enjoying life. You don't have to enter into the pie contest. You can egg them on. But even then, you're not happy about doing. You'll notice at the pie eating contest, there's maybe six people who are contestants, and there's about 30 people standing around, not more. Because most of the people who are there are not interested in seeing some guys gorge themselves on pies. Most people there are not interested in seeing a person get knocked off of the little chair into the water, you know. Most people are not interested in that stuff. Most people are interested in the fun things, the Ferris wheel and the merry-go-round and watching the children play and seeing the happy faces and seeing the delight that when you know when they go home, they're going to have sugar plum fairies dancing through their head. And they're going to be so delighted. And that makes you happy. And when you keep your mind turned in that direction, all the obstacle illusions will fade from being anything in your life. I love you, and I think you're wonderful. So our thought for today, obstacle illusions, life is full of them, but we don't have to participate in it. I love you. I love you. I love you.